In this dark age of Kali, Krishna's names are the easiest, quickest, safest, and surest way to maintain spiritual perfection. Chanting japa sets the pace for the rest of the day's activities and gives us the faith and strength required to stabilize our Krishna consciousness. That's a very powerful statement. I will read it again. In this dark age of Kali, Krishna's names are the easiest, quickest, safest, and surest way to attain spiritual perfection. Chanting japa sets the pace for the rest of the day's activities and gives us the faith and strength required to stabilize our Krishna consciousness. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is full of potency and transcendental to the material modes of nature. This chanting will therefore lift us from the actions and reactions of daily living and place one's consciousness on the spiritual plane. It has therefore been advised that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is a sublime method for reviving our dormant love for the Lord. The chanting of the Maha Mantra is full of Krishna's pastimes and ever blissful. Our acharyas have explained how the holy name of Krishna is pregnant with pastimes, which are the cause of all enjoyment in the spiritual world. So we were talking about how it's important to have some taste for chanting. That if we have the consciousness that I have to chant, then it's sending out a clear message to Harinam Prabhu that actually we're not really so interested in associating with him. I know you're all powerful, but I don't want to associate. And I know I've been told to chant 16 rounds by my spiritual master. I don't really want to do it, but I do it because I have to do it. This is the wrong message. It's the wrong message to send out to Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So therefore we have to change our blueprint. We all know what blueprint means. What does blueprint mean? What is a blueprint? A mindset. So therefore we were explaining that a better way of approaching the holy name is in a mood of appreciation that Lord Chaitanya has given us the permission to chant, and we will achieve perfection by chanting. And we want to chant. We want to chant every day. And then we will develop gradually a taste whereby we will say, actually, I love to chant every day. Somehow we've got to come up to that blueprint. Well, therefore, japa workshops are very important because they try to bring us, I say we, because although you've put me on this big chair here, actually I should be on the floor, because japa workshop is as important for me as it is for you. And every time I give a workshop on japa, that improves my own japa. So it's not that I'm better than you. We're all in the same boat. We all have the same problems. We're all trying to achieve the same perfection, and therefore we need each other's help. But I want to tell you one pastime that I had many, many, many years ago, and how I actually had an experience of the nectar of the holy name. Would you like to hear the story?
Yes.
Thank you. Actually, it's another deja vu story from yesterday. From yesterday's experience. I was a brahmachari and I was living in Sweden. And I was a book distributor. And often we would go to other places to distribute. And one spring time, we decided to go to Norway and distribute some books. So in Stockholm, it was already spring, and we had taken off our winter tires, and we had put some summer tires on. Of course, you don't know about that here. You don't have winter tires, do you? You do? To go to the mountains, right? Or you have snow here? Oh, okay. Well, then you know you have to change your tires. We had changed our winter to summer, and we set out on the journey to a place called Trondheim, which was a long journey. But we didn't know that just before coming to the city of Trondheim, we had to go up a mountain and come down the other side. So we were going up and up and up. And as we were going up this mountain, there was more and more snow. And by the time we reached the top, there was a lot of snow. And we had to then get down the other side. And we were like wondering what to do. Because, I mean, here you have barriers, a lot of barriers, so that if the car gets into trouble, the barrier will stop you. I don't know what it's like today in Norway, but in those days there were no barriers. And if you had an accident, that's it. So we were discussing, and then we decided to ask one of the lorry drivers what to do. We were in this situation. And when we explained our situation to one lorry driver, he looked at us as if we were crazy. You know, which planet do you come from? You're not supposed to be up here with winter tires or summer tires. This is not a thing that anyone would dare to do. Of course, you know, we're Hare Krishnas. Sometimes Hare Krishna devotees, they get so transcendental in their service that they do all kinds of funny things. I remember in England, we parked our car on the beach in the southwest of England and took rest. And in the middle of the night, we got woken up because we're floating on the water. Oh. Anyway, that's another story. So this lorry driver, he said, look, the only thing you can do He said, put your gear in number two and drive very slowly. And whatever you do, don't put your foot on the brake. Why not? Huh? You slip, and what else happens when you put the foot on the brake? In ice, snow. Huh? It goes sideways, right? It doesn't stop this way, it stops this way. So, there we were. Top of the mountain, second gear, and started our journey. We also took our beat. And we chanted like crazy. Demonstration. I mean, this is going to be a little bit of an act here, but you have to understand this was a life-death situation. In a life-death situation, we really wake up to reality. Of course, every moment is a life-death situation, but, you know, we don't think it's going to happen to us yet. But it could happen any time. So therefore, we should be prepared, and at every moment, take that opportunity to drink the holy name. But here was a real one. It was a real life-death situation. And we took our beads and chanted like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Like that. We chanted for at least 40 minutes. It must have been at least 40 minutes. Intense shelter of the holy name. And by the time we reached the bottom, we were absolutely in ecstasy. We had to stop the van on a lay-by, get out of the car, and we started embracing each other. We were just like, Hari Bol, you know, holy name Ki Jai. You know, people were passing, right, you know, who are those guys? But we didn't care. Because when you're in ecstasy, who cares who's watching? Who cares? You're experiencing the highest nectar possible that can be had in this world. Bhaktivinoda himself said that there's no, what did he say? What was his quote? There's nothing to be had in all the 14 worlds than the nectar of the holy name. I think something like that. So we had then now experienced that nectar. And it was a wonderful experience, and I can just see, I can feel it, I can see it, I can live that moment even to today. It was so profound. And I haven't experienced that same ever since. But there you go. Krishna sometimes gives us a taste. Of course, he gives us a taste in the very beginning. In my own experience, I was just coming to temple to take the Sunday feast, because the Sunday feast was so wonderful in London. Right, a Londonishvara Sunday feast. Absolutely knockout. And I wasn't very interested in anything else but taking prasadam. And one day a devotee came to me and said, "You like our food, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, it's great." And he said, "Well, why don't you come to lunch as well every day?" I said, "Well, why not?" So I came. And for 3 months, 3 whole months, all I did was to take Krishna prasad. And then one day I was on the top of a double-decker bus. You know, in England we have top deck, bottom deck. I was at the top deck. There was no one else there. I was coming home or going to the place where I was living from the temple. And something very mysterious happened. But you don't want to know that. Okay, this is what happened. I was just minding my business. Demonstration.